then there's this like sense that there are eyes on you too. So like when you step into this unknown, you might be really excited, super proud of yourself for making this decision in the wake of it, which you should be, especially stepping out of something unaligned. There can all of a sudden be this feeling that either people don't understand your decision, or maybe they don't just understand where you are in your life right now, or maybe you feel societal pressure. Maybe you feel like you're getting older. The clock is ticking. You might feel all of these really sneaky, insidious pressures that start to creep in and become these thought forms in your mind, and they're really not yours. And to be aware of those, and to be aware of the subsequent like shoulds that develop, you know, I should become more hot, I should do this, like just being aware of when those come up, because oftentimes you're kind of operating on like a very distorted someone else's society's template that is certainly not yours. So you've proven in your decision to break up or to step away from a relationship, or even if you're the one being broken up with, you know, that you have the ability to trust your path and you have the ability to be on your path. And so in these moments of vulnerability, in this unknown space, like notice when you feel tempted to give in to those pressures and be overwhelmed by them, because they're certainly not yours, but it's easy at this time to kind of pick up on them and feel like you need to service those pressures.
Yeah, when you become single and when you, it's almost like an identity shift to be like, I am single now. I am in the single realm. I am a single person. I'm part of the single experience. And then people can sort of apply a lot of ideas to that, or like have a lot of pressures to of being single. You can people perceive people that are single a certain way. There's like a whole thing about being single. I think when everyone's single, they're always like, you're gonna find your person, or like you'll be in a relationship. It's like, what?
Yeah,
It's
it's
like,
a very weird reaction.
yeah, it's like always the assumption that like you're waiting for someone, or you want to be with someone, or always the assumption that you desire to be in a relationship, or that it's sad that you're not. It's like, no.
Totally.
It's
It
like,
says so
no.
much more about the other person than it does about you.
Totally. And the timing thing is huge, I think, especially for women around, you know, our age or whatever age, the belief that you need to be somewhere at a certain period in time. And I remember when we started Almost 30, we kind of had the conversation around the belief that we had to be a certain somewhere even at that time, that we had to be married with children in certain jobs and certain careers with a certain amount of money in our bank account, a certain amount of success, a certain amount of happiness level, a certain look, whatever it was. And it can be hard when your path doesn't go the way that you planned. And oftentimes the way that you planned is planning from a 12-year-old version of you or a 15-year-old version of you, because the sort of life that I had planned for myself when I look back was probably planned from a version of me that was very young and very naive, and honestly needed to dream bigger for her life and needed to think outside the box of like what is actually possible, and didn't really know what was possible. And when you get older, when you realize what is possible for your life and what is possible for your friendships and for your relationships and for the way you are with yourself and for the way you are with God or for the way you are with the world, there's so much more available to you than I think you ever thought. And so the new season of the breakup, when you are stepping into being single, could actually be, and the invitation is for it to actually be the best season of your life, an opportunity for you to recalibrate all of the energy that you might have lost, or energy that you might have given away, or energy that might have been siphoned, the opportunity for you to call back all parts of you, you know, from all different places and spaces and time, the opportunity for you to really allow yourself to be in magnetism because you've made an aligned decision for you that's only going to support your highest good because you consciously choose to have this be something that is going to support your growth and support you in a way that helps your life positively. That can be a choice that we all make. And that really is part of why we wanted to do this episode is like, how can we choose the things that are hard to us? How can we choose our hard so that it's like this breakup, this relationship, this friendship breakup is something that I do not really want to do. I'm scared about, but I'm still going to do it because I know the future version of me is going to be better off not being in this friendship or not being in this relationship or having better boundaries with my family. And that choice of being conscious about it will change your entire life and perspective because then you can really see these things happened for me because I'm choosing it, because I'm choosing the learnings, I'm choosing the lessons, I'm choosing the ways that I want to integrate everything that I've been through in a way that supports me being a more compassionate, empathetic, deep, dynamic person than ever before.
Yeah, beautifully said. I think, you know, the choosing part is such a theme of this season of people's lives as they step in where, you know, maybe for a long time, like you've felt like you've just kind of been victim of your life, which is not the truth, but you know, that's how it feels where it's like, how did I get here? How did I end up in this relationship? How did I end up in this job? You know, how do I end up with this group of friends that I feel so unaligned with? And you know, you were meant to experience that contrast, but I just remember feeling such a sense of self when I was able to confidently choose for me and like really feel into, does this feel like my heart is choosing this? Like my soul is choosing this. Once I became aware of like what the soul was, I was like, oh yeah. And it didn't always make sense to people. And I became quickly okay with that because of the feeling that it generated. And I was so just enamored with this new feeling of like, oh yeah, this is to like live aligned. This is to live like a soul-led life. Mm-hmm. And it becomes just how you live your life. And your soul will lead you eventually to the next aligned relationship that is going to just crack open your heart and experience and show you, you know, aspects of your life that you never thought were possible. But in order to get there, you really have to be in the choosing of for yourself before anything else.
Yeah, because at the stage of post breakup, where you're kind of in the grieving process and you're really looking forward to your new beginning, this is when there's more unknown than ever. There's more unknown about who you're going to be with, about if you're going to have a family, where you're going to live, what they're going to be like. It's like a brand new journey. It's a clean slate and it's really exciting, you know, if you think about it. And something that Lindsay and I really want to bring through our work in the book that we're writing is about change and is about our relationship with change and how if we can see change as the opportunity to bring good change, to bring through the change that will lead us to something that feels more soul aligned and more conscious and more loving and more us, then we can see all of these things like breakups as the new beginning and as the part of our life that will really bring us to something better and more joyful and more exciting. Because the possibilities that we have really increase, you know, they get better, they get more exciting, it gets just really, really beautiful. And I've been really excited because I'm like, wow, I had a great relationship, you know, that had its journey through the 10 years. But I'm like, oh my gosh, the possibilities are endless for my new life, where I could live, what they could be like, you know, what our family could be like, what they're going to bring into my life. And when you think about how important the person that you marry is, you know, as one of the biggest decisions of your life, maybe the biggest, per some psychologists that speak to the choice quite often that I love to listen to, it's going to be something that really impacts you. So it's like, I'm so amazing right now. And I'm trying to really just integrate and be with myself. Like, who am I and what am I going to be like when I have the possibility of someone so amazing stepping into my life, making my life better, making my life easier, making my life more profound and prolific than it already is. Like, it can be really, really exciting rather than something that feels like we've lost.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30.
We hope you enjoyed waking up.
As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.